escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's like we're parroting this, chances for the Yankees, but it started immediately. A chance in the first inning, two-out chance Aaron Judge clipped with a pitch from Chris Bassitt and Cody Bellinger, who's sizzling hot. He's one of the guys holding up his end of the bargain. He served a single to left field. So two on, two out, Jazz jumped ahead 3-1, but Bassitt rallied back and froze him with a sinker inside corner, and the Yankees stranded that first chance tonight. And the Blue Jays against Clark Schmidt, who started this excellent run he's been on before he exited tonight with the right forearm tightness. He started it with five innings of one hit ball against the Blue Jays in late April. But George Springer, I mean, talk about killing the Yankees. Schmidt walked him. He was careful with him the first time. Schmidt bounced back and fired a fastball in there. Got Vladimir Guerrero Jr., a spectator watching, strike three. But the next batter, a new Yankee killer, Addison Barger.
1-0. And pitch, swing on a hit to the gap, left center field, going back, Dominguez, it's high, and it's off the scoreboard, retrieved by Dominguez, gets it back in, scoring is Springer, standing up, RBI double, Addison Barger, 1-0 Toronto here in the first with two outs.
And Barger, four RBIs last night, pick it up right where he left off, 4-for-10 on the series with that swing. Toronto, an immediate 1-0 lead, and Jason Dominguez started a huge night, greeted Bassitt with a base hit, started the second. And Bassitt, a balk, got Dominguez to second. So second chance for the Yankees. Runner at second, nobody out. Second inning, Yankees couldn't score Dominguez. Volpe fly to right, Wells grounded to second. Peraza fooled on a sweeper for strike three. So two chances, empty for the Yanks. Schmidt responded in the second, a two-out walk to Davis Schneider. Nothing else. That gave the offense a chance to respond a bit in the third inning. Trent Grisham, welcome back after a couple of day absence from the lineup, entered defensively last night. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
1-1. Pitch swung on, driven to left center field. Hit well. Long chase by Schneider, going back, and it's in the stands. A home run for Trent Grisham. He goes Oppo to tie this game at 1-1 here in the third. His 16th home run, his 33rd run batted in.
And Grisham, as we know, all his home runs, meaningful, 12 of the 16 this year, have tied a game like that or have given the Yankees a lead. The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. Ben Rice followed that Grisham homer. First pitch, he smoked a single up the middle, but it was wiped out on a Judge 6-4-3 double play. Yankees tied 1-1, very short-lived. Blue Jays, the order flipped. Second time through against Schmidt in the third. Nathan Lucas, the leadoff man, he lined a double to right. And the next man up, the guy we just never want to see again, Springer.
2-1, here's pitch. Springer drives it deep to right center field. Look it up, and it is gone. Man, did he hit that ball hard. George Springer with home run number 14. Couple RBIs, takes his total to 47. 3-1 lead, Toronto here in the third.
And Springer at that stage, 6-for-11 with three homers, nine RBIs on the series. That's good for a couple of weeks for most players, and that's enough damage for Springer and maybe not enough damage considering how he plays against the Yankees. And it was deflating because you just tied the game at one, then facing a 3-1 deficit, fourth inning. One out of the fourth inning, nobody on. Nobody could tell Jason Dominguez to stop hitting these days. A triple. First career triple. Electrifying moment for Dominguez. Last 20 games, a .333 hitter. When he's off to the races on the base pass, boy, is Dominguez fun to watch. It gave Volpe an opportunity. Runner at third, one out. He blooped a single to right, cut the Toronto lead to 3-2. And Volpe's best buddy, Austin Wells, to follow. Back in the lineup, he slammed a double through the hole up the middle in a right center field. Volpe up to third, so only one out. Tying run off third. Go-ahead run off second. Yankees responding. Peraza with another run-scoring chance. Struck out for a second time, but the order flipped. Grisham at the plate, two away. Yankees got a gift. A wild pitch tied the game. Grisham walked later in the at-bat with two away. Ben Rice was locked up for a second time. Followed it up with a strikeout. Sinker inside. Ended the top of the fourth inning. But that gift, Yankees, 3-3 game. Their own response. Clark Schmidt had to exit at this point, though. He left the game. The right forearm tightness from Susan the clubhouse. This has been a four-week situation for Clark Schmidt. Feeling it later in starts. Concerning news because we always know forearms can be tricky. We don't know what it could foretell for the future. But right now we know Clark Schmidt's been dealing with this issue for the last 4 weeks or so. Yet again, the Yankee offensive life was met with an answer. Once Schmidt was out of the game, Clayton Beter, season debut, he took over for Schmidt. A full count walk to Will Wagner. Then fell behind David Schneider 3-0. And on a 3-0 fastball, Schneider just crushing the Yankees here. Base hit to right. Two on, nobody out. The nine-hitter, Leo Jimenez. He bunted the runners up to second and third. That's what the Blue Jays do. They played fundamental baseball all week. And the leadoff man, Lucas, an epic 14-pitch battle with Clayton Beter. It ended in our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Pitch 14. Here it is. Hit down the third baseline. Fair. Scoring is Wagner. Behind him, Schneider. Into second with a two-run double. Nathan Lucas wins that battle with a two-run double. 5-3 Toronto here in the fourth.
10 foul balls part of that fight. And on the 14th pitch, Lucas wins out for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win four Yankee tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. You're sensing the theme. Each time the Yankees put a run on the board and coming up empty with some chances, the Blue Jays responding. Responding with two there and top five. Judge, leadoff walk against Bassett, hit it 13 for his last 15 plate appearances on base. The captain, Blue Jays either avoiding him or he's just crushing. Bellinger and Jazz followed with a fly ball to left. So two away after the Judge leadoff walk. Dominguez, though, he's seeing a beach ball right now. Base hit to right. It chased Judge all the way to third. And Dominguez showing off the wheels again. He swiped second. So two on, two out chance for who else but Anthony Volpe. These spots are always finding him this season, especially lately. A base hit would tie it, but Volpe in that spot popped to third, and the Yankees stranded two once again and seven left on base through five. That mattered a lot because of what followed. Beter back out for a second inning. He had to keep it right there. Two-run game, but Barger, that guy again, the first batter up, he's just bullying the Yankees.
Couple of doubles on the ledger. Here's another drive deep to right by Barger, and it's gone into the bullpen of the Yankees. 6-3 Toronto. This kid's killing them. Two out RBI double in the first, a double to left in the third, a home run here in the fifth. Wow, 3-for-3, so that makes him 5-for-12 with six RBIs and two home runs.
And all six of those RBIs in the last 2 days of this four-game sweep. Five runs scored for Barger on the series. Just whoa. And if we weren't familiar all year with what Barger's been doing, this was the week Addison Barger became a household name in New York. That insurance run brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. NJM.com. Jonathan Loaisiga, he threw up a stop sign out of the bullpen in that fifth inning. Kept it a 6-3 Blue Jays lead. And despite the Yankees touching up Bassett a little more than they usually do, kind of like that late April matchup where they solved him a bit, Bassett still 5 innings, 7 strikeouts, stranding 7. Yankees not coming through with some runners on. Continuing on the sixth inning, Chris Bassett coming on 100 pitches. He struck out Wells on a cutter. He fanned Peraza on a sinker, getting better and better. 9 punchouts for Chris Bassett, and he barely missed on a full count pitch to Trent Grisham. Wasn't pleased with it, but at 113 pitches, John Schneider, the Blue Jays manager, came out to grab him. Bassett seemed to come off and tell home plate ump Gabe Morales, like, hey, I wasn't trying to show you up by being so dissatisfied. A classy move by Bassett there. And Braden Fisher entered to finish the inning and face Ben Rice.
0-1 here to Rice. Runner at first. 6-3 leaders, bouncing ball left side, fielded by the shortstop. Clement throws over in time. And Vladimir Guerrero, he did a snatch and got off of that bag. He did what?
We don't know whether he was on the bag or not, but he caught the ball and made a beeline to the dugout.
Keith Hernandez would be proud.
That
oh, my
really
gosh.
Funny.
And Ron Fairley, bless his heart.
Vladdy, I don't care if he's out or so. I'm going. I'm manifesting the out call. The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Jonathan Loaisiga back out there. Strong bottom of the sixth inning. Two-out single by, yes, George Springer. 1,000th career hit for Springer. But Loaisiga outside of that. Dominant inning. Top seven, Yankees not done yet in this spot. Looking to become the first team in over a month to score on the right-hander Braden Fisher. You know, 14-inning scoreless streak into that seventh inning. Broken up, Judge protecting with two strikes. He flipped an infield single to short. And Bellinger bulleted his second hit, a single to right field, made it two on for Jazz.
2-2, hit to the gap, left center field. That is traveling, it is off the fence. Judge scores, Bellinger flying right behind him. Jazz into second standing. Belly got the stop sign, he stops at third, but Judge scores. And Jazz Chisholm delivers, it's a 6-4 ball game now in the seventh inning.
Yeah, suddenly the tying run in scoring position, second and third, nobody out. The red-hot Dominguez coming up, but he struck out on the curveball. That forced the former Yankee, Chad Green, into the game. He got Volpe on a ground ball to short. Bellinger did race home, though.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6-5 ball game. Two away and Jazz a tying run. Up to third. So Austin Wells, huge two-out chance. A full count walk. Disciplined. Austin Wells kept the inning alive. And with Peraza due up, Aaron Boone, he went to Giancarlo Stanton. Pinch hitting. First pitch slider. Bouncer in front of the plate. Green easily made the play. Now Stanton, career as a pinch hitter. We know what a great power threat and what a great presence he is. But career as a pinch hitter, 5-48. And the Yankees, second and third, one out, down by two, settled for just the one run. So after Mark Leiter Jr., he fired that scoreless bottom of the seventh inning. Top eight, Chad Green cruising along. He froze Grisham. He got a deep fly to center from Rice, and he intentionally walked Aaron Judge. Blue Jays setting a record here of five intentional walks on the series for Aaron Judge. Two away, Justin Brule into the game, lefty on lefty for Bellinger. Struck him out. That meant the Blue Jays maintained their 6-5 lead, and it also meant George Springer can make the Yankees pay for the millionth time. Two out, runner at first, eighth inning. After Lucas's third hit, Springer eyeing up Luke Weaver, who he grand slammed just 2 days ago.
It's 2-2. High fly ball deep to left, and George Springer's rung the bell again. Second deck home run, a two-run shot. Goodness gracious. George Springer, 8-5 lead Toronto. So he is now 7 for 14, 11 RBI, 4 home runs in the series.
We can talk about the bottom of the order killing the Yankees in this series. These role players we weren't accustomed to that have gotten Toronto red hot, now in the first place in the division. George Springer stays George Springer. 8 for 14 series, 4 home runs, 2 multi-homer games, 11 RBI, 6 runs scored. Boy, did he kill him. 8-5, the final score. Jeff Hoffman, a scoreless ninth inning. Yankees swept in Toronto in a 4-game set for the first time ever, and they've lost 14 of their last 20.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.